Bryant Park Project from NPR News. My name is Mike Pesca. I'm sitting in for Luke Burbank. Hello.
Hello, Mike Pesca. I'm Allison Stewart. Let's get right to it. Our subjective, highly unscientific index of stories you need to know about is not the most important news, but it's some of the most interesting stuff that's happening out there. It's also called the Ramble. All right, this is from Baltimore. The Baltimore Sun today, if you read the paper, it says school officials, they've had enough. They've thrown up their hands and said, we give up. We cannot get the lead out of the water fountain. You always thought it was gum that was the issue at the bottom of the water fountains. It's actually apparently lead in the water. They have been working on the quality of the water for 15 years in the Baltimore public school systems. Mm. They thought they had it licked. They tested the water, still had lead. So now they plan to provide water for students. They're going to spend $675,000 to provide water for students.
Well, that's
in
okay.
Schools.
Baltimore school system is so much money, they could spend a lot on it. You know, it's like it's one of those mixed bags, right? Sad day for Baltimore, but could make a storyline on The Wire. So that's good.
Possibly.
Over at the Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, officials say they cannot account for about 80,000 objects associated with our 40th president. When we say they can't account, it doesn't mean they look at this stuff and say, what's that? It means they've lost them. The National Archives did an audit of the library. They concluded that bad record keeping was a big part of the problem. Unfortunately, that means no one's even sure which mementos are missing. One of the areas where he's missing a lot of things, his prized belt buckle collection. Gone.
Have they looked around at the people who work on the grounds?
Checking out their waist?
That's right. I think they need to go to an all suspenders policy at the Reagan Library.
Hey, guys, it's called eBay. Check it. You might find them.
Okay, well, I have this. I love this story. So, you know the song Shakira says, you know, your hips don't lie.
They don't lie.
They do. Apparently, they do lie. There's this article in the BBC that cites this study, this Canadian study, that looked into the relationship between the way women walk and exactly what time of month they ovulate. And their conclusion was that apparently if a woman walks super sexy, that means it's actually less likely she's in her fertile period. Apparently the researchers went into this with the assumption that if a woman is walking down the street super sexy, it means she's sending out kind of her, I want to procreate vibes.
You're home having a cup of tea with a hot water bottle. Hasn't anybody figured that one out?
How'd you like to be the grad student who accosted the woman saying, let me ask you a question.
Are you ovulating? Excuse me. Here's a stick. Could you go into a ladies room for me?
What's interesting is that apparently in the study that means there's like something built into our DNA that sustains sexual tension, unrealized sexual tension.
We're not that far from the baboon.
It's so true. We are animals. All right. Finally, Target stores will not carry the video game Manhunt 2. The games maker, Rockstar Games, they apparently blurred out some of the blood and guts in an effort to get a mature rating instead of an adults-only rating because that would mean they wouldn't sell more of these video games. However, some hackers easily able to tamper with the code and depixelate all the violent imagery. Apparently, players in the game perform, quote, executions using things like meat hooks, baseball bats. Manhunt 2 is already banned in the UK.
By the way, what's the name of that store that banned the game?
Target.
Target? Target? Hypocrites? Throw it out there.
We used to play hide and go seek in Idaho when I was growing up. What happened to
Yeah,
that?
Really?
You know?
Hopscotch?
Yeah.
Tic-tac-toe?
Hello. Executions? Meat hooks?
You're really trailing in the school shooting statistics as a result.
Hey, everybody. That's The Ramble.